actually. So last night we learnt that St Kilda reportedly came to Adelaide to do a bit more work on their draft strategy, which puts Nasiah Wanganeen-Miller in their sights. That would have been an eager pick for Port Adelaide.
Yep.
Local boy, done well at Glenelg, all the connections, so forth. Now we're hearing Essendon is looking at picking up Josh Sinn, the halfback flanker.
And we were staggered at that because they have a plethora.
Not a dearth.
No, that was my really bad mistake.
So those who
are
working their phantom drafts are now nominating Matt Johnson.
Now tell us about Matty Johnson.
He is a midfielder, and Port do need midfielders.
Without a doubt.
He is 192 centimetres, 81 kilograms. He has played for Subiaco, which is a strong waffle club. Western Australia, as we mentioned, compared to Scott Pendlebury. Now, the draft notes say Johnson's strong finish to his 2021 campaign. He won the WA Best on Ground medal for his performance against South Australia at Optus Stadium, Perth Stadium, in that AFL Grand Final curtain raiser that was played with the, were they under 18 teams? Under 18s, I think. Yep. Terrific draft combined with top 10 finishes three times, has seen him surge into top 10 calculations. A tall midfielder with ridiculously good composure in traffic, Johnson got a taste of all three waffle competitions in 2021. So that would be juniors, reserves, seniors. A top five pick on talent alone and shouldn't have to wait too long to have his name called out. Well, pick 14 for Port Adelaide. That sounds interesting.
And his name again?
Matt Johnson.
And no leg speed.
Not sure what it says.
Well, you said they've compared him to Scott Pendlebury.
Oh, well, I'm not sure if that means the way he plays or the way he moves. I'm not sure. It just says
well, if you're comparing to someone, it would be both, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily.
Why? What would it be? Hair colour?
No, it might be about. Might be the way same which he plays the game, not necessarily speed.
Well, I mean, okay. In the paper of the day, Johnny Ralph. No pressure on poor Jason Horn.
He can handle it.
He says, he's talking about him here. He goes, the Patrick Dangerfield clone, Jason Horn Francis.
Oh, okay. Interesting comparison.
No, look, he does have acceleration. Yeah. I think there's some similarities there.
Yeah, well, I just hope Jason Horn Francis makes his own name. Doesn't have to be compared to anyone else.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work that way, Rooch. You've just read out one comparing him to Scott Pendlebury, so don't be a hypocrite or George will be on the phone again.
I'm just reading the notes.
All right, then. Well, you could have edited them. You were an editor at the Tizer.
If you were then said to me, who does he compare to? I said, well, I can only tell you it says here Scott Pendlebury.
Why are you so argumentative today?